Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on at your crib?
What's going on at your crib?
Praise God!
Yes, sir!
Make the choice today. Who you gonna serve?
Alafia, greetings and hotep. And as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. What about you? Have you made your mind up? We're going to praise him every day we can. And we are praising him today in this reading room today. I'd like to welcome everyone to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omi Inka here. I am your Molly Wa. I am your mother. And I am your emperor, the one that's here to serve you. I am your advocate, the one you certainly need, and your advisor, the one you want. Welcome once again. And to my old friends, I say hello and habari gani. Thanks for following me and following the leader. And to my new friends, I say come in and have a seat. We welcome you here in this room. We have been embarking upon a topic for women, women in treatment. Yes, as a family life person and working with the family, one of my favorite groups of people to work with is the female. And at one time, I had the opportunity of counseling a group of women that were in treatment. And working with those women gave me reassurance that we ought to be each other's best friends and find a way that we can commune together and talk about our issues. And that's what I'm doing in this room, this segment this month, is to talk about all the issues that pertain to women. Because we are the goddess, and if there's anything that's going to change around here, we need to consult a woman to make that change. And we need to make that change today. Sure, we have our days, and because we are the feminine side of God, we have menstrual cycles, unfortunately. At one time, African women did not have a menstrual cycle. Now, don't ask me when that happened, but there's some documentation that says that it's not a natural thing for us. But because that has been thrust upon us without us embracing it, we now have to live with the menstrual cycle. Our hormone imbalances changes, causing our moods to change, causing our blood pressure and circulation to change, causing us to have uncomfort behaviors. And because of this, some of us don't know what to do about it other than to go into the doctor and request hormone tablets, which are unnatural. And that's what we want to talk about today, ladies and gentlemen, how we can manage our own emotional problem because of the side effects of hormone imbalances. What are some of the things we can do, the natural things? What are the essential oils that demonstrate hormone-like activities that we can take in the place of an allopathic drug? What are those things, and how do we get our hands on some? Now, some of us sometimes get so emotional out of whack that we're ready to pull our very hair out, and the people around us too. Sometimes the cramps and the ovulation period can cause us to go into a manic depressive stage as well as a hyperactivity mode as well. But these are emotions that can be controlled, ladies. And don't think that you're going to be plagued with this disease the rest of your life, because you can manage these emotions. Some women don't have the menopause side effects, such as the cold sweats and then the headaches and the cramping. Some women don't experience that, or they learn how to exercise and do extra things to suppress the cramping, the menopause side effects. And that's what we're going to be talking about. What are some of the optional non-drug therapy things you can do? And how to make it easy through the transition of menopause so you get to the point of coming into your 50s where you can transition out of those stages. Fortunately, Omi is at that stage where I've transitioned out of the pre-menopause and I'm in the menopause now. However, I've learned to exercise and to work with my body, so I no longer have the night sweats. I no longer have the cold sweats. I no longer have the headaches or the cramping. They went away, folks. That's because I began to do meditation. And I was told that spiritual women who are prophets and who meditate, they oftentimes can cut off the menopausal side effects. I don't know how true that is, but for me, it stopped at age 48, and I haven't experienced any more of those cold sweats and those pains and annoying headaches. I haven't experienced any more. Now, ask me how I did it. It could have been through exercise or meditating, but you have to find your own place and what works for you. But today, ladies, I want you to shut the door and come on in the house so we could talk about what ails us and how to fix it, because there's no doctors out there that you can run to get those hormone tablets, which cause side effects. You have to be very careful, because some of the women are now experiencing the side effects of having strokes because of the harsh menopause medicine. I'm not telling you to get off your doctor's medicine. I'm not even prescribing to you. I'm not even a doctor, so I won't give you any instruction in that area. I'm telling you to seek out other alternatives that are non-drug therapy and talk to your naturopathic doctor. Don't play doctor on yourself. Now, Let's stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, because we're going to get right into this topic and assess it in a second, and I want you to lock that number in and call in at 646-478-0270. Men, get on the phone and on the horn and call in, because your woman may be driving you crazy because she's sweating all the time and she's up 1 minute and down the next. She's cramping and want you to rub her back. She wants you to take the iron and warm it up and put it on her stomach. I know what I'm talking about because I've been there. And brothers sometimes have to understand every time of the month you go a little crazy too. So they stand by on watch like the watchman on the wall and say, what can I do to stop your pain and stop you from crying? Women, I feel your pain. I know what we go through and how we can work on ceasing and subsiding those symptoms. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about it in a minute. And we'll be right back at you in the air, but let's get ready to do some dirty duds and dancing. So this is our line dance, ladies and gentlemen. Line up for lines going backwards. Men, get in place and get ready to shake your shimmy too. Apologies, because we must call out the name of Oladulamore. Even though some of you may not know him as Oladulla Mare, it is the appropriate name for the African god. You can go on calling him Allah. You can go on calling him Buddha. You can go on calling him Elohim, but just call his name, ladies and gentlemen. Calling his name before you call your mother and father's name and acknowledge him and give him all the homage. And that's what we're going to do today. Oh, Father God, Allah, oh, Elohim, Shalom, Buddha, whoever we want to call the name of God today. But we know him as Oladulla Mare, the manifestation of the three Godhead. We acknowledge you, Father, and we love you, Lord, and we give you all the praise and honor because it is only who you've placed on our head that we love. And if we are to have good success, we acknowledge Owe and give Owe homage today. We give God the Father, the one who created the universe, the homage today, and we praise him because we know he's in many manifestations and represents many aspects of the living one, the hidden one, Amun-Ra, the hidden one, who we cannot see, but we acknowledge every day because of the frequency and the sweet-smelling Savior that he leaves behind. Father, please receive our worship today as a sweet-smelling Savior in your nostril. As we acknowledge who you are and pay homage to you every day, Father, we are nothing without you, Lord. And Father God, we can do nothing without you. Thank you for leaving us with a Godhead on the inside of us so that we could collaborate with, and we are the small G, the small God with the big head full of wisdom. However, we are not the God in the manifestation, just as a drop of water is that unto the ocean. We are a part of that ocean and a part of the Godhead. And we implore you, God, to allow us to know you. Let us be your friend. Let us be able to call you friend. And our eldest brother, Jesus, who left the example, he was a mere example. And he left that example for us. He wasn't the only example, but one of the examples. There are many prophets. And let us acknowledge the many prophets as we acknowledge all of the prophets and acknowledge that every culture should have their own prophet. We have our prophet, Oromola, who sat at the right hand and the side of God and who molded us from clay. He knows our inception from our beginning. He knows our end from our past. He knows the inception of diseases upon this earth. He also has the cure in his hand. We say, Allah, help us to remember that you are the African prophet and that we have acknowledged Buddha and all of the prophets that be because they all represent something special to every culture. And we thank you today, Father, that we're able to unmolested come in this room and pay homage to you. We pay homage and all honor. All honor goes to you today. In the mighty name of the hidden one of Amun-Ra, may you, Father, forevermore stand in the hearts and minds of all the people of the world. Right now, I'd like to pay homage to my mother. I say, Mother dear, you are welcome here. We'd like to pour a glass of water on behalf of you to quench your thirst, Mother. May your thirst be quenched. We'd like to pour a glass of water for you, Father, that you may also quench your thirst and have substance. Drink well, Father. We pour libation to the ground first, that it may take root and the soil may begin to be fertile where the word has fallen, and that someone will come and water that soil, giving more word, but God the Father and the Son will give the increase. I pour libations to the north, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the south, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the east, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the west, and I say Ashe. I call upon the ancestors and ask them to be a witness today in the presence of the Holy One. I call upon Shekez Diops. Will you be a witness today, Shekez? I call upon Dr. Carruthers to be a witness today. I call upon Doc Ben to be a witness. John Henry Clark, will you be a witness? Sergio Natruth, will you be a witness? I call upon Nina Simone. Will you be a witness today? I call upon Martin. Dr. Martin Luther King, will you be a witness today? I call upon Sweet Coretta. Will you be a witness today? I call on the forces to be from the lagoon. If there are ancestors still yet traveling in the lagoon, will you come forward and find your way home? If you are in the middle passage, ancestors, find your way out of the middle passage, out of the good ship Jesus, and come home to be with your family. If you are out in the Pacific, in the Red Sea, I ask you to find your way home today and reunite with your family, because we are calling all ancestors and we are asking them for their assistance to open up the way, to make it plain and clear. There's one out there that is lonely, that has not had the embracing of a family member. I ask that you will open up the way, ancestors, so they can embrace their families once again. There is one out there that is sick in their spirit and in their mental capacity. There is one out there that has a hormone imbalance and needs a fix from you immediately, a healing. There's one out there whose children have gone astray, and they are sick in their minds with grieving for that child. We ask that the energies today and the frequencies will be available so that our loved ones can tap in to the power. And I say tap in today, ladies and gentlemen, because your frequency levels are here. The melanin has been left behind for you to tap into. And these energies will be here with you for eternity. You only need to know that they're there and tap into them now, because our energy is going to have to be balanced for what is about to come. So use the energies to heal yourself so that when the new dispensation comes and the new world order comes up on us, we'll be in the process of talking to energy and lining up with the energy frequencies and telling energy what to do and allowing our minds to govern our bodies, because mind over matter is what we're going to be working with in frequencies. This new world we're talking about is because the energy and frequency levels will now be here, and we will grow up overnight into consciousness so that we will understand more conscious things and be more conscious of good character, Iwapelu, and good conduct. So help us, Father, to come into our own, to understand that we are now making a transition out of these old bodies into new frequency where we can vibrate and heal ourselves. Heal yourself, physician. Heal yourself. To God be the glory. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get right into our subject. And I do enjoy the fact that we can call on the ancestors to assist and aid us, and that they can make our way plain and clear. Aren't we happy today that we know the ancestors and we utilize every opportunity? I want to light those candles, because I didn't light those candles for my mom, and I know they're looking to get here and they can't find their way. Mother dear, I do light a candle for you to find your way so that you can be able to come home. Father, I light this candle for you, that you will have light to guide you through the tunnels and byways. The candle has been lit. We're talking about the subject of hormone imbalance. But before we talk about that, I want to just give you a brief scenario on something that is so near and dear to most of us. When we speak of being healthy, we usually just talk about our physical bodies, not our mental state. And we don't even talk about our sexual habits and whether or not we're sexually involved. That is a part of being healthy as well. No, it's not nasty or filthy. It's a part of being healthy, because we regenerate ourselves with sexual intercourse, or we appropriate. You're doing one or the other. regenerating your bodies to energize yourself, or you producing a seed and bringing forth life? More than likely, the average person throughout the week does not understand that in regenerating the man's cycle, he must learn how to hold the sperm and recycle it up the spinal cord into the medulla oblongata so that he can regenerate himself and not become exhausted. Now, what are aphrodisiacs, and why do we need aphrodisiacs, and what are they used for? I'm going to give you just a little brief tidbits about aphrodisiacs before we get into the hormone-like substance from the essential oils. What are the aphrodisiacs, and do they really have an effect upon us? Now, this is not according to OMI. This is according to the Aromatherapy, A Lifetime Guide to Healing and Essential Oils by Valerie Cooksley. And she writes, and this is not according to me, aphrodisiacs are substances that are capable of enhancing sexual pleasures or sexual desires. Actually, they have been around for a long, long time, she says. Throughout the history, food was used as an aphrodisiac. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It was used to energize the physical body and the effects of circulation, often producing a positive effect on the entire body, including the sexual organs and emotions. Traditional herbs have been used for centuries to stimulate circulation and in the condition of impotency. Also producing the form of perfume, aphrodisiacs were used to affect the emotion directly and a personal sense to attract romance and love. They used perfumes to attract romance and the emotional directly as a personal scent to attract romance and love. Perfume is still used to this day for stimulating reasons, although it should be worn to make the wearer feel good rather than to attract someone. But nevertheless, they use it for that reason, to attract someone. Which also affects aromatherapy is more than perfume. And that's what I want you to know, it's more than perfume. Essential oils have the potential to involve in certain subjects. Essential oils are mood-enhancing substance and are capable of creating many different moods or feelings, such as warmth, femininity, eucharisia, romance, or spirituality. Aphrodisiacs can be used to stimulate the body, ladies and gentlemen. And you must understand, it's not just to attract a man or a woman. Enhancing feelings of self-confidence, joy, and a general feeling of well-being, they become therapeutic when they are affected by the emotions and the nervous system. The aromatherapy, more than any other form of complementary system, has unlimited potential in this area, the olfactory system, and in its direct association with the lip system, is real powerful. The pleasure, reproduction, cycle, sex drive, memory, emotions, are seated in the lymph system. In the brain, the therapeutic application of essential oils can be used to stress and to promote relaxation, which can, and with performance, tissues letting go of the worry of the world and becoming more aware of your body, and our other tissues that must be addressed. And the types of herbs are ginger and myrrh, can be useful for this purpose. before you become convinced that you have any kind of problem with your sexual life, be aware that more Americans have sex only once per week. That isn't what the magazines and movies and romantic novels lead us to believe, however. More often than both stress and not making it a priority are the underlying issue. In fact, it has been said that a good health means good sexual health as well, and that's what I told you earlier. However, there are some conditions that can affect sexual desires and sexual performances, and you ought to check with your doctor on those, and I quote, end of quote. Some can be serious and need to be checked out by a doctor. And you must have this done, ladies and gentlemen. Evaluating and ruling out a healthy care practitioner. Here are some of the evaluations, and here are some of the common conditions, all associated with sex difficulties that may prevent in the way of fully enjoyment of sexuality. And they give the examples at sexually transmitted diseases, cancer, diabetes, overweight, prostate, pelvic inflammation disease, endometriosis, ovary cysts, fibroids, medication, hormonal change, cystitis, depression, and stress. Now, I want to stop and pause because I want you to understand the aphrodisiacs were once used as foods to get the body circulating and working. And we have to understand that it's very, very important that we use food as an aphrodisiac to get our circulation working and to get us functioning like we should be. There's nothing wrong with using foods that will encourage you and stir up your blood pressure to get you stimulant. So aphrodisiacs are used and have been used in the past history. Now, aromatherapy treatments for women only. What are you talking about, Omi? How are these treatments for women only? Well, let me give you a brief overview of the hormone for health. In this segment, we will highlight the challenges that are specific to women, and that's why we call this title Specifically for Women. The ailments unique to women are frequently related to the delicate balance hormone. The two most important hormones are estrogen, and that's spelled E-S-T-R-O-G-E-N, progesterone, that's spelled P-R-O-G-E-S-T-E-R-O-N-E. These hormones are produced in the ovaries, ladies, from puberty until menopause period. Estrogen is responsible for the development of maintenance of the female sexual organ and the physical appearance to a woman's body. Progesterone's prime responsibility is to prepare the uterus for pregnancy, the cycle a woman experiences every month from puberty to menopause are direct results of the levels they too, the keys to female hormone. PMS is frequently experienced up to 2 weeks prior to menstruation. The symptoms ranging from mild to severe, more than one-third of premenstrual women experience some form of PMS. Hormones are typically of estrogen herald and the transition into menopause. Hormones fluctuate, strongly influencing our perception of a woman's experiencing the changes. Aromatherapy can ease many of the symptoms, ladies, and causes that are caused by hormone fluctuation. Therapeutic essential oils, phytohormones, are used for their hormone-like properties, which provide balance and relief from symptoms. These are the essential oils that can substitute for those hormones, such as mood depressions that we can often get, tension, water retention, bloating, diet, and lifestyle also plays an important role in alleviating many women's health problems. Diet low in caffeine, red meats, dietary alcohol, sugar, and high in fiber, vegetable, soy, and whole grain will be extremely helpful in a wide variety of female health challenges. So our diet plays a great part, ladies. Consideration must be made when using aromatherapy for pregnant women and when employing the hormone-like essence for PMS. So you have to be very careful if you are pregnant with using some of these oils. Menopause symptoms. During pregnancy, you must avoid certain essential oils completely. Use some with caution and low dilution, and use only the safe essentials that are very welcome at this time. Research to identify how many essential oils contents are absorbed by the fetus have not been conducted, okay? However, we know that essential oils are absorbed via the olfactory system, crossing the blood-brain barrier. Now, meaning that the blood-brain barrier, means it crosses the blood-brain barrier and are absorbed via the skin into the microcirculatory system. This suggests that aromatherapy may possibly enter the fetal bloodstream. Also, if a pregnant woman uses a toxic essential oil or even a safe one in the excessive dose, she may cause harm to herself and her baby. So you don't want to use these oils unless instructed by a doctor. This is a very fragile time of development for the baby and physical stressful for the mother. It is crucial that controversies and safety methods are utilized during pregnancy, both in regards to allopathic medicine and natural therapeutics such as aromatherapy and herbal therapy. There are inherited dangers while using the hormone-like essential oils. So if you're pregnant, do not, and I repeat, do not use the oils unless you're instructed by a doctor. The anise, star anise and phenol oil may closely resemble female hormones and their physiological activity. It is prudent to avoid such oils if you have a history of hormone stimulation cancer. Uterine ovarian cancer and some breast cancers may be influenced by these essential senses that they are. Some breast cancers, okay, excuse me. So, in other words, we're saying here to be able to guard closely these oils if you're pregnant. Do not use them, because you have to understand which one crosses the blood barrier. Closely relating to how our own hormones act in the body. Although much of this work is therapeutically, as a cancer nurse, she said she strongly believed that the correlation should be taken in consideration when applying these oils on a woman with a history of any of the above. Prepubescent girls should not be using these phytohormones on a regular basis, as they might possibly stimulate hormone activity. Now, they're once again talking about women who are not in the hormonal phase, and they may stimulate it for young girls. Another important area in women, and I quote, women's health, is which aromatherapy has much to offer, is to using essential oils to mature, to nurture ourselves in helping with stress relief. Women are nurtured by nature as mother, wives, and the many other as well, the activists, we give a lot of energy to others. It is important that we learn to take care of ourselves and make our health a priority. And I repeat, we must make our health a priority, ladies. When we fill our own cup, it will overflow and be shared with those of our in our lives. That's what she said in that quote. And she said, a reminder of how adults are instructed to put on their own oxygen mask if an emergency arises on the airplane before you put on one on the other person or the child, you should put on yours first. In other words, ladies, let me stop here. There are precautions to be taken for pregnant mothers, and let's not beat around the bush. Pregnant mothers, you ought not to be using essential oils. And young women who are not menopause, the essential oils that are for women that have hormone-like activity, you do not want to take these hormone-like substances in when there's a fetus there or when you're not at the ovulation stage of menopause. Those things you need to take up with your doctor. However, nevertheless, that doesn't exclude the women who are not pregnant and who would like to use these oils as a substitute for other drug therapy hormones. Go to your doctor, go to your naturopathic doctor or your general practitioner or gynecologist and discuss it with your gynecologist and ask them about the alternative ways and products that you could use to substitute for these synthetic hormones. I will tell you this much, synthetic hormones are dangerous and they will cause side effects no matter how well they're applied or used. There's even creams that are hormones that are synthetic that are used topically that can leave some side effects and possibly strokes. I know of a few women who have had problems with synthetic hormones, and they have had strokes behind it. Now, I talk to women who actually go in and they get their hormones matched up, and supposedly they clone their own hormones. I don't know enough about that to give you any instruction. We're only speaking of aromatherapy and talking about the essential oils that can be put into an infusion and inhaled as well as put on a topically. And you're going to have to consult with your naturopathic doctor about which oils to use that have hormone-like substance that can replace the drugs that you're taking. But you do not take yourself off those drugs until you go and to talk with your doctor. Now, I know for myself, I have ran the infusions of lavender. I have seen the effect of lavender on my body and what it does for me. I run lavender throughout my house in an infusion mistifier. It's like a little mistifier with an oxygen tank that puts the infusion in the air so the body can inhale and take in the fragrances through the olfactors. Now, there's also auricula that some people use the oils to put through the ear. I have never used the oils through the ear before. You must find a therapist, an aromatherapist, that know what they're doing when you're doing that. I have ran them through the infusion oxygen tank, and it comes through my house, and the fragrances are beautiful. Now, there are some, these are not perfumes, so you're not putting these on to have fragrance and to draw any romanticist where you're drawing a man. You must remember, essential oils are much more potent than perfumes. They are so potent that they have to be cut with other oils like kitchen oils and sweet oils and olive oil. They cannot be used in their full potency. So when you start to use essential oils, you want to have an aromatherapist, someone who can prepare these oils for you. Do not, I repeat, do not try to prepare your own oils and go out and buy oils without the assistance of aromatherapists. Now, I'm telling you this because you need to know that there are some other alternative ways of healing yourself through hormone imbalances. hormone imbalances can change through also using evening primrose oil. It is a form of oil that's used to help balance the hormone for women as well. You're going to have to research, ladies, and read and find out, do you have to take these allopathic synthetic drugs?